Welcome to Go Deeper Artists, an extension of Wyndham Art Gallery's podcast channel, part of our Go Deeper program that provides an in-depth look at each of our exhibitions. Today you are listening to an abridged recording of an interview between curator Caroline Esmond-Shade and artist Carmel Lewis about her work in the Wyndham Art Prize 2020 exhibition, Constructural No. 1, Version 4. Lewis participated in the Wyndham Art Prize in 2018 and was awarded the People's Choice Award.
Hello, my name is Carmel Louise. I'm an artist based in Brunswick, Melbourne, and I would like to acknowledge the people of the Kulin Nations as the traditional custodians of the land, recognising their connection to this land. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present and emerging.
Congratulations on being a finalist in this year's prize, and we just wanted to reach out to talk to you about your piece for the show. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
This year, I entered my artwork titled Constructional No. 1 Version 4, and it's one of a series that I've made. And the series is partly based on my physical and emotional experience of the demolition and construction of an apartment block on my street corner. As a resident of close to the corner, it was a real imposition on the local community that lasted about 5 years. Out of that, I thought, well, surely I should gain something positive out of this imposition on my life. And so I started documenting the process from the demolition through to construction. Out of those photos, the constructional series was born.
My one question was, have you been doing the physical layering process prior to this piece in this series, or was that something that came out of this work particularly?
No, the hand cutting I actually had started prior with a very small 30 by 30 centimetres square piece of that series. That was my very first piece that I did as an experiment. Then I moved on to other ones just to learn the technique and experiment with its possibilities on other ones. And some of them are more organic in nature, as versus the, you know, hard-edged architectural pieces. But they're all related because it's all the same technique. I'm just applying it to different subject matter as part of the experiment of my artwork.
Is this like a whole shift in your practice, or is this one part? Do you dabble in any other mediums within your practice?
I guess the main area in my practice is this style of abstracted deconstruction. It is my love. It's what I always want to do. But of course, as an artist, I need to earn a bit of money so I can do these things. So I do freelance work, whether it's portraits or petrography or landscapes. So I do have that side of my practice, but I also have my Lygon Street project, which actually grew out of the original idea to photograph the site on my corner. Since then, I've been documenting all the changes along Lygon Street between Brunswick Road and Albion Street for 9 years now. One day, I'm hoping to maybe get some funding, and then I can sort of collate and edit thousands of photos into individual addresses and have it presented in an online format. I've got two major areas that I work in, but yeah, they're both my loves.
You certainly have super concentration skills.
Yes, it does take full 100% concentration. I find when my mind wanders a little bit, I make a mistake, and that mistake can take hours to rectify because I may have to, you know, print a whole new sheet or try and repair it in some way. So yeah, it's taught me to focus and block out all the other external noise. And it is a labour of love because I love doing it. I love seeing the artwork grow as I finish each sheet and then sort of lay it across the top, and you can see it. It's turning into something quite amazing.
How long would you say you've been practicing as an artist?
Seriously, since 2006. I got back into thinking about art and I bought myself a camera. From then I didn't sort of look back. It was just I fell in love with photography and it's been a passion ever since.
May I ask what prompted you to pick up that camera and go forth?
Well, it actually started when I bought a computer and obviously I didn't know how to use it and I enrolled in a TAFE course. And I ended up studying multimedia. Part of that was having to use camera equipment at the TAFE, which they lent out to us. And from then on, it was like, all right, I have to get my own camera now. And it just opened up a whole new world for me. I got into Photoshop as well. And it's just grown into a passion of mine. I see Photoshop as just an extension of the darkroom wet process of developing photos. If you think about other artists, photographic artists, you know, say from 100 years ago, they were still manipulating their photos in the wet room process. People don't realise that, you know, photographers actually manipulate the contrast and the highlight and the colours to deliver their own message. There's nothing different to that in Photoshop. We're just using the modern tools. People sort of make the mistake of thinking, okay, well, it's come out of Photoshop or it's no longer photography. Let's call it digital art. Whereas I argue, no, it is still photography because I only use what's in the original photographic data and that's how I produce my photos.
Carmel, thank you for taking the time to speak to me. And once again, congratulations on being a finalist in the Wyndham Art Prize 2020.
We hope you enjoy learning more about this work and that you'll tune in for future interviews with some of our other Wyndham Art Prize 2020 finalists.